now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland, and I am your host for this program. Welcome. Welcome to our first program of the new year, and we're going to make it an excellent one. As I look around at the world, I can see that it's a big mess, a great big mess. But the problem is, ladies and gentlemen, is that that big mess can become a distraction, a very big distraction from the mess in our own lives or in your own life. And so what we need to do, ladies and gentlemen, or what you need to do if you want to get better, is you have to deal with the most important things. You must deal with the most important and not the least important. All of us can get very busy with this and that, with, you know, paying our bills and going here and going there and going to the store and this ball game and that ball game and this this friend we have to go visit and that party that we have to go to, this work that we bring home, and this and that plant that we need to plant out in the yard, or this, you see, you know what I mean. I could go on and on, and then we can get very busy with the president, thinking about the presidential race, and so on. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have issues in your life, if you have mental health issues, or you have emotional issues, or if you're not happy in your relationship, if you don't get along with your husband or your wife or your partner or your parents, if you have major issues in your life, you wonder, what's the meaning of life? Why am I here? What's the purpose of existence? Where am I going? Does anybody care? Does God care? Does God love me? Etc., etc. These are the most important issues, and don't let yourself be sidetracked by the others. First, take care of the most important. What did Christ say? He said, put first the kingdom of God and his right way, and all other things will be added unto you. So watching a little ball game, a football game on television, or talking about the presidential race, or thinking about what Aunt Harry or Uncle Joe or Cousin Charlie is up to. You know, these things are fine and dandy when you've taken care of the main business at hand. Okay? Now, that I have said that, I want you to focus on what is important. Now, the most important thing, ladies and gentlemen, is that you refine your conscience. You are not in with your conscience. You are not. You do not flow from conscience, from intuition, from what you know in your heart. You don't. What you do is you react to what someone says or what they do. You react. You are so reactive, you do not even realize how reactive you are. Maybe you do. Maybe you realize how reactive you are when you get headaches and stomach aches and ulcers and high blood pressure, and, you know, when you, or you do something dumb, then you realize that you are reactive, very reactive. But you don't realize just how reactive you are. Most of people are so reactive that they get upset if the line is slow at the grocery. They get immediately reactive if somebody cuts in front of them in traffic. They react as a little delay at the traffic light, etc., etc. You are so reactive. See? And you easily get your feelings hurt. If your husband says this, or your boyfriend says that, or your wife says this, or your friend says that, or somebody doesn't say good morning to you, you are very reactive. And so that's your number one problem. That's number one. Because it keeps you from your intuition. Ladies and gentlemen, the program, Talk to a Pastor. My name, Roland Trujillo. I shall be right back.
Do you suffer from stress? Reacting to stress is natural for animals, But for us humans, stress usually makes us irritable, impatient, and upset. We find ourselves being mean to those we should be kind to, or we find ourselves suppressing emotions until they make us upset on the inside. Shouldn't we be able to live with others without being upset with each other? The answer is yes. Right now you are too reactive. That's your problem. The stress of others causes you to react with hostility or repression. Were you in your center, the stress of others would call forth patience and understanding. It would call forth the courage to speak honestly. It would call forth patience to deal with the foibles of your fellow human beings without becoming upset. The solution to all your stress-based problems is to learn how to remain in your center. The meditation exercise helps you find your center of dignity so you'll be less reactive and more patient. Download a free introduction to the meditation at commonsensecounseling.org.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Roland Trujillo. The program, Talk to a Pastor, is a very important program. Your life is a mess. Your relationship is a mess. Your marriage is a mess. Your health is a mess. Your finances are a mess. See, if you're the average person, why don't you just admit it? And it becomes very, very tempting. Very, very, very tempting. And your relationship with your kids is a mess. And other people are in charge of your life, in case you haven't noticed. So you are out of control, life is a mess, and you wonder why. The reason, ladies and gentlemen, is that you have allowed yourself to become too reactive. And the number one mistake you made was becoming resentful. You became resentful a long time ago. Long time ago, you resented your mom, you resented your dad, you resented your brother. See, you resented someone. In fact, most people, and it spread. See, and then you became guilty of judging other people. And this resentment is a reaction. It separates you from love. It separates you from your own ground of good. It separates you from love, see. Conscience, intuition, really. See, now you know it as anxiety. Once you knew it as conscience, before that it was intuition. When you were a little child, you were very close to it, but you fell away from it. You fell away from it when you began to become angry and upset at people, and when you resented them. See, and then in your resentment, you felt empty, and you rushed out into the world. The very ones out in the world, the very cruel people, the bullies at school, the bossy teachers or the confusing teachers or your mom, see, or your dad who wasn't there for you, or your violent dad or your dad who wasn't there for you, they upset you. They got to you. You reacted to them and you became resentful, and it cut you off from love, from a flow of love. You see, ladies and gentlemen, we humans were meant to be creatures of love. Now, there are various levels of love, see, various levels of love. But ultimately, the love that is good for our soul, the love that is good for our being, is the love from God. But you don't know it. I don't care. I don't care if you go to church and sing a lot of nice songs. See, sing a lot of nice songs and say a lot of nice things and do a lot of nice things for people. You don't know what love is. You don't have love. Because you're cut off from your source of love. It's all a compensation, see? Why do people sing songs and make affirmations? They're compensating for what they don't have. That's what we do. We compensate for what we don't have. And then to keep from realizing that we don't have it, then we get very busy out in the world, fussing and meddling. And so here we are, loveless. Inside we're loveless. See, if you have resentment, if you resent your husband, see, you're impatient with your kids, for example, and you don't have love. You do not flow from your center of dignity. You do not have love. And so you go out in the world fussing and meddling in your kids' lives and everybody else's lives and making their life a mess because you don't have love and understanding. So all you do is become a problem to other people. But with a holier-than-thou exterior, you become very good, very compensated, see, very compensated. You get degrees. You learn how to talk in a very shallow and clever way. You can fool other people, see. But you go home and you don't have love. And there you are out in the world messing in other people's lives. See, shame on you. Shame on you. So first things first. Find love. Realize that you don't have it and find it. And when you find it, what you're going to find is your intuition from which you fell away. And when you do find your intuition, the first thing it's going to do is not tell you that you're a wonderful person. Look, let's suppose you found your conscience again. What's the first thing that you're, let's look at this thing logically. Is your conscience going to tell you that you're a wonderful person? No, it's not. It's going to tell you that you're a phony. See, that if you're a typical mother, for example, you sent your kids off to public school, and when they came home with issues, and you were impatient with them, and trotted them off to outside people to deal with them, and you meddled in their lives, and when your meddling made them worse, when they rebelled against your meddling, you turned them over to other people to meddle, see? Or you just let them run with the group and hang around the mall, and see, you turned them over to other authorities, and if not that, then you let them run with the, you let them be with the authority of the world, see. So later, when they have nose rings and tattoos, and they have sexually transmitted diseases, and they're smoking marijuana and drinking, and they've got boyfriends and girlfriend, see, then you see what a mess it is. So what do? Well, you either yell and scream at them, which only makes it worse and drives them away, or you conform to them, and then you say, well, it's all fine. Having a boyfriend when you're 14 years old is fine, and having sexually transmitted diseases is fine. See, you conform, you give in. So when are you going to find the center? When are you going to refine your center of dignity so that you can start acting with love and with wisdom again? Well, I can help. I can help you find it. My name is Roland. I'll be right back after this very important message. Please listen carefully. Hello, this is Roland. One of the exciting things about the internet is there's such a thing as online counseling. And I've taken it to a new level, online counseling with a pastor, or pastoral counseling. Have you ever wanted to talk to a pastor? Do you have a question you'd like to ask a pastor, but you don't want the pastor to know who you are? Do you need confidential counseling or ultra-confidential counseling? In other words, you don't want a record following you around. You want to talk to somebody, but you don't want it to, you don't want other people to know about, especially if you live in a small town where everybody knows everybody. Do you have issues, mental health issues, emotional issues, family issues, relationship issues? And somehow you know deep down in your heart that there is a spiritual component to them. Somehow you know that psychology is nice. Support groups are nice, theory is nice, but you'd like to talk to a pastor. Well, now you can. You can talk to me in a couple of different ways. First of all, we have for a set fee, you can talk to me for 15 minutes, half an hour, by Skype, by phone, or live chat. All you need to do is go to my website and you'll get all the information right there. If you want more information about pastoral counseling, online, from the convenience of your home, you don't have to go anywhere, you don't have to drive anywhere, right from the convenience of your home or office. Then go to mypastorchat.com. That's www.mypastorchat.com. www.mypastorchat.com. Look forward to hearing from you.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's Roland Trujillo. Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. Remember when life was sweet, when America was innocent? Remember the pictures you see from the 1950s, for example, the music and the people and their lifestyle and the way they looked, and families? Oh, it was beautiful. Wouldn't you like to refine that? Oh, yes, I begin this program by saying that the world may be a big, gigantic mess, but you can create a little piece of heaven. Not the way you are now. Now you'll just make a mess out of it. You'll try to make everybody right. You'll try to manipulate them or either boss them or manipulate them or in some way to do what your will is, and then you'll just make things worse. And you husbands and fathers, why, you've been a wimp. You haven't been there for your kids and for your wife. You've been a wimp, or you've been violent. I don't know which is worse. They're both wrong. Both are wrong. You've got to find the center again. See, you've got to find the center again. You've got to find the center. Virtus media est or something. There's an old Latin expression. Virtue is in the middle. I understand it. There's so much I understand, but you don't. You don't understand it. You just wonder why your kids are rebelling. Why you think you're a nice person. You men, you weak men. Weak, people-pleasing men. Put your wife in charge of everything, and then the family goes to rack and ruin, and you wonder why. See? Well, but what I was saying, you could, if you refound your center. For example, if you listen to me and you says, yes, Roland, you're right. You're right, I've been messing up. I've been meddling. I don't have love. I'm full of resentment and hostility and anger and so on and so forth. And I've meddled in my kids' lives and made things worse for them, et cetera, et cetera. You see that's true, and it's painful. It's a little painful, but you bear the pain because you say, yes, Roland, I don't want lies. I know my conscience wouldn't lie to me. If you refine your conscience, the first thing it's not going to tell you is that you're wonderful. So it's not my job to tell you that you're wonderful either. My message is a message of repentance. I say to you that there's only one answer, and it is repentance. You cannot repent yourself. You can't make it happen. Maybe if you are lucky, God will repent you. If you petition God for another chance, see, maybe he'll repent you. And if he does, you're the luckiest person in the world. And repentance begins for you when you are willing to see your own wrong and see that it's wrong and realize that you can't make yourself right. And see that you messed up, but you don't even know how to do things right. In the past, you've always tried and it hasn't worked. And you sit there and look at your own wrong and regret what you see about yourself. That's the that may be the beginning for you of living properly. And then, if you continue all the way with that process, then you can become a friend of God, and you can create a little piece of heaven. The whole world can be a big chocolate mess, and your little family with you, as a now a repentant person, can create a little piece of heaven. I'll be right back.
Would you like a really positive attitude?
If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Do you understand now? Put first the kingdom of God in His right way, and all other things will be added unto you. You see, once upon a time, you were a little child. You were innocent and carefree, and you ran barefoot over the carpet and looked forward to a beautiful new day. But now you have baggage from the past that you have to deal with. Now you have some things that you have to look at. And as a very nice man, Mr. Doug Rocky, a very nice man, a military guy, helps people have, you know, suffered from Agent Orange or from exposure to toxic chemicals over in, you know, Iraq or something like that. He said you cannot medicate a moral problem, moral issues, ethical issues, spiritual, you cannot. See, you can't medicate them away. Isn't that what you've always tried to do? See, you tried to drink your problems away, right? Or distract yourself. Or eat and eat. See, to take away the pain, to take away the emptiness, to take away the realization of things you didn't want to realize, you didn't want to see. You turn to booze or to marijuana. You cannot medicate those. What are you trying to do? When people try to medicate, and then they go to, if they're not taking illegal drugs, and they're taking prescription drugs, trying to medicate it away. What are they trying to do? They're trying to medicate away their conscience. They're trying to medicate away their intuition, their closest connection to God. That's what they're trying to do. Have you wondered why people take medication, for example? They take meds, and then after that, they start hearing voices or things like that. Have you ever wondered why that would be? See? It's because they've moved farther away from God. They've moved farther away. See? And I know what some of you are holier than thou, you know, you go to church and sing songs and read the Bible and all stuff. Well, that's all very nice and good if the connection is there. But you know, so many people, it's all what they think. They think they found God, but it's a hypnotic, it's a social thing. It's a hypnotic social thing. It's a fantasy thing. You know, like little kids have a fantasy relationship with somebody. I'm sorry. So there's a real thing and there's a false thing. You got to find the real thing. The real thing begins with repentance. See? Begins with repentance. It doesn't matter. You could be sitting there, you can be an atheist, or a Buddhist, or a whateverist, a nothingist. See? Someone never even gave it a thought. You never even gave a thought about anything. But if you're sitting there, your child comes up to you and has a question for you, and you're impatient, and then a little tear forms in your child's eye, and then you look at yourself and realize that you're impatient. Realize that you're wrong, and you see it, and it makes you sad. Okay, at that moment, at that precise moment, see? Ah, but then what do? Then you rush away from it. You try to make up for it. See, that then you do the right thing. Not out of seeing that you were wrong, but trying to make up for it. So you try to make up for it. But if you just sit there and bear the pain of seeing that you're wrong without trying to make things right and smooth things over, you just see that you're wrong. That is where you are the closest to God. Okay? That's when you're the closest to God. See, and if you go to church and sing songs and act like you're a wonderful person and dress nice and act nice and say nice things and go out the community and help all the people and volunteer and everything and come home and you're impatient with your child, you're not there for your child, then you're a hypocrite. And if you see that, that moment when you see that you're a hypocrite, that's your closest moment to God. I'll be right back. Most of us react emotionally to pressure. It's not so much the pressure that hurts us, but our emotional reaction. If you would like to learn the secret of remaining calm in the face of pressure, listen to a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at www.commonsensecounseling.org. While you're there, listen to my latest lecture on relationships. It's all in the free download section. That's commonsensecounseling.org. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, a little message of repentance, okay? Okay, it's tough, tough love. They call it tough love, but it is tough love, okay? All right. So if you want to get better, you can go to my website, and I have a meditation that helps you learn how to sit still so you can... It helps you to find your conscience. It's commonsensecounseling.org, www.commonsensecounseling.org. And you're welcome to go there. And you can certainly help by supporting me. You know, it's not likely that you will because you're angry at me. You say, oh, he's mean person. Well, I'm not a mean person. I'm a nice person. I'm just telling you the truth, that's all. Until next time, bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's ROLANDTRUJILLO. 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.